Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Today's topic is excess IRA contributions. Now, I know that's not the most scintillating topic, so I promised you, if you stick it out for the whole 11 minutes, at the end, I'll tell you my best excess IRA contribution joke. There are three ways to make an excess IRA contribution and three ways to fix one, though we won't have time to get to all of them today. The first way to make an excess IRA contribution is to simply put too much money in for the year. Louis is 45 years old and he has compensation income in excess of $5,000, so he's eligible to make a regular IRA contribution for 2010 of $5,000. In May 2010, he puts $5,000 into his IRA as his 2010 contribution. Then in August, he forgets that he already made his contribution for the year, so he puts in another $5,000. Maybe he puts it in a different IRA, so the two IRA providers don't alert him to the fact that he's contributed too much because neither IRA provider knows about his other IRA account. Well, what's wrong with putting too much money into your IRA anyway? The problem is, there's a 6% penalty on an excess IRA contribution. So if Louis doesn't fix this, he will owe the IRS a penalty of 6% times $5,000 or $300. The way to avoid having to pay that penalty is for Louis to withdraw the excess IRA contribution by the extended due date of his 2010 tax return. Extended due date for this purpose has a special meaning. It means October 15, 2011, assuming Louis files his 2010 tax return on time, regardless of whether Louis actually gets an extension of time to file his 2010 return. If he files his 2010 return late, on the other hand, then the deadline for withdrawing the excess contribution slides back to April 15, 2011. So no big deal, right? Louis just has to take out that excess $5,000 before October 15, 2011 to avoid the penalty, right? Well, it's not quite that simple. If it were that simple, the evil, bad people who try to exploit tax loopholes would just put all their money into an IRA each year, invest inside the IRA, and then take the contribution back by the following October 15th and leave the earnings inside to accumulate tax-free. To avoid that scheme, the tax code requires you to withdraw not just the contribution that you made, but also the earnings on the contribution, if you want to eliminate the penalty. If Louis made his excess contribution of $5,000 to a brand new separate IRA that had no other contributions in it and made no distributions, then computing the earnings on his excess contribution is easy. You just close that entire account and distribute whatever's in there. Whether the account has gone up or down, by distributing the whole account, you have distributed the contribution and its earnings. But if Louis made all of his 2010 IRA contributions to big pre-existing IRAs that contained lots of other money, then in order to compute the earnings that must be distributed along with the excess contribution, he will have to use a formula in the IRS regulations based on the actual dates that he made the contributions and the actual account values on those dates, etc. So it's pretty complicated. Louis's investments were very successful. Under the IRS formula, his $5,000 excess contribution earned $500 of earnings while it was in the IRA. So to avoid the penalty, Louis has to distribute to himself $5,500, the excess contribution of $5,000 plus $500 of earnings, by the applicable deadline, and, of course, he can't take a deduction for that IRA contribution on his 2010 tax return, only for the non-excess contribution can he take a deduction if he's eligible. Well, for jumping through all these hoops, computing the earnings, and taking the distribution by the applicable deadline, he gets two rewards. First, he will escape the 6% penalty. The code says that for purposes of the excess contributions penalty, it will be as if he never made the excess contribution at all. The second reward is the special income tax treatment that a returned IRA contribution gets. If you think about it, normally, if Louis took a $5,500 distribution from his IRA, he would have to pay income tax on the entire distribution, plus a 10% early distribution penalty because he's under 59 and a half, unless an exception applies. But a returned IRA contribution gets special income tax treatment, regarding which I have good news, and bad news. The first good news is that the returned contribution itself is not taxable. Basically, it's treated as a non-taxable return of the non-deductible contribution that you just made. The second good news is that even though these returned IRA contributions are usually called corrective distributions, the technique is actually not limited to people who've made a mistake. Anybody who's made a regular IRA contribution can return it to himself tax-free by the extended due date of his tax return for the year in which the contribution was made, provided that he doesn't take a deduction for that contribution and he distributes the earnings, of course, along with the contribution. So even if Louis had only made one $5,000 IRA contribution in 2010, so he didn't make any excess contribution, but sometime before October 15th, 2011, he finds that he desperately needs a few thousand bucks, he can always go back and withdraw his IRA contribution, along with the earnings thereon, and get that contribution back out tax-free. Now for the bad news. Yes, the returned contribution comes out income tax-free, but the earnings that are distributed along with that contribution are taxable. In the year the contribution was made, not the year that corrective distribution occurs. And the earnings are also subject to the 10% early distribution penalty if the distribution occurs when the participant is under age 59 and a half and no exception applies. In Louis's case, okay, he can get his $5,000 excess contribution out tax-free, but he will have to pay income tax and a $50 early distribution penalty on the $500 of earnings that are distributed along with the excess contribution. Well, he's not too happy about that, and he does have one other option to fix the situation. He might say to himself, gee, my excess contribution penalty for 2010 is only $300. To eliminate that penalty, I'm probably going to have to pay my accountant more than $300 to compute the earnings on my excess contribution and prepare the necessary paperwork, and in the end, I'll still be stuck with income taxes and a $50 penalty on the earnings portion of that corrective distribution. What if I just leave the money in the IRA and don't bother to take a corrective distribution? What happens? If the excess contribution and earnings thereon are not withdrawn by the extended tax return due date, Louis will owe the $300 excess contribution penalty for 2010. And then we tick over into 2011. For each year after the year in which the original excess contribution was made, the penalty is computed in a special way. The tax code tries to apply your carryover excess contribution to the new year's IRA contribution limit. Suppose in 2011, Louis is still working and earning money, so he's entitled to make a new $5,000 IRA contribution for the year 2011. But instead of putting some fresh cash into his IRA, he allows the carryover excess contribution from 2010 to be applied for 2011. Voila! The excess contribution disappears because it has been absorbed into the new year's IRA contribution. And note, there's no more worry about the earnings on the excess contribution. Going forward, the excess contribution is carried over dollar for dollar, without regard to any growth factor, until it is either subjected to the penalty in the subsequent year or, preferably, absorbed by being applied to the next year's IRA contribution. So, absorption of an excess contribution is a valid way to handle a small excess IRA contribution if the participant will be eligible to make regular contributions in later years. Sometimes paying the 6% penalty for 1 year is just easier than trying to figure out and compute and distribute earnings that will be subject to income tax and early distribution penalty. But absorption clearly doesn't work for a very large excess IRA contribution where it would take too many years to absorb the excess. And we'll look at that next month, along with other ways to make excess IRA contributions and how, in some cases, you can fix an excess contribution with a recharacterization, and also the income tax treatment of an excess IRA contribution that is returned late. Now, I know that you're waiting for my excess IRA contribution joke. Well, I don't have an excess IRA contribution joke. What did you think I was going to say? A priest, a rabbi, and a minister walked into a bar and ordered an excess IRA contribution? If you really thought there was going to be a joke at the end of this podcast, you're just a sucker. What can I tell you? For MorningstarAdvisor.com, this is Natalie Choate.